السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحن قسمنا بينهم معيشتهم في الحياة الدنيا ورفعنا بعضهم فوق بعض درجات ليتخذ بعضهم بعضا سخريا ورحمة ربك خير مما يجمعون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، طلب كسب الحلال فريضة بعد الفريضة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, Labor Day is a federal holiday in the US. President Grover Cleveland signed legislation on June 28, 1894, making Labor Day an official federal holiday. In May 1886, at Haymarket Affairs workers rally began peacefully at Haymarket Square in Chicago in support of workers striking for an 8-hour work day. It became official in the US in 1938 with the passage of the Fair Labor Standards Act. International Workers Day, celebrated every year on the 1st of May. 1st of May is regarded as the Workers' Day internationally. It is originated from the massive nationwide strikes on May 1st in 1886, where American labor unions demanded that 8 hours should constitute a legal labor day. In 1916, the Adamson Act established an 8-hour work day in the US, and only in 1926, the Ford Motor Company famously adopted the 5-day and 40-hour work week standard across private sectors. In 1938, the federal government officially enacted Fair Labor Standard Act, setting nationwide limits and overtime requirements that solidified the 40 hours, 5 days work week. This is little history just to highlight these people prior to this, Labor Day was officially signed and legislated. It's only in 1886. Before that, the farmers were very cruel, as well as the big companies, motor companies, factories, the owners. They were not treating the laborers fairly. There was no act. The owner and master has all the rights. He was oppressive. He used to make them work for 10 hours, 12 hours, 16 hours on the farm without break, 7 days a week. Likewise, in the companies, in factories, there was no union. There was no labor union. There was no one to protect the labor's right. There was no right for the laborers. And look at in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated, and our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically, shown to the world what is the rights of the labor. It is established in the Holy Quran and in the ahadith of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1400-1500 years ago. This verse which I have recited in front of you is Surah Az-Zukhruf, the verse number 32. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. It is we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who divided between them their livelihood in this world. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. And we raised some of them above others in ranks, darajat. Why? لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيَا. So that some may employ others in their work. But وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. The mercy of your Lord, and that is better than what which they amassed the wealth. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى in Surah An-Najm. And the man can have nothing but what he does, what he earns. So, the system of this world or society, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set it up. So, there are categories, there are different ranks, and accordingly, the work of this world is continuous. So there are three parts. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that you should do the tijara. Tijara, the business transactions, trade is the number one. Nine out of ten, the barakah and blessing is in the tijara, in the merchant, in the business. So first priority, if you have skill, if you have wealth, if you have capital, you should start the business, even the small business. It will be a lot of barakah and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is said, 9 out of 10 is in tijara, in business. And then 1 out of 10 is in the cattle or in the farming. And then third category comes as a labor. In the third category. But nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided this work according to the experience, according to the skill of the person, according to the interest of the person. In the society, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in a such a way that everybody is depending on others. A person can be CEO of the company, but he doesn't know how to do the plumbing and electricity work. He needs some plumber, he needs some electrician to fix his problem. Right? Likewise, carpenter, farmer, mechanic, engineer. So each one is depending on others. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this system. In this society, to function, we need engineers who can build and do the construction job. We need the scientists who can research and experiment. We need the doctors and specialists, neurologists, pathologists, gynecologists, cardiologists, and different departments. We need it, right? We need the plumbers, we need the carpenters, we need the farmers. We need someone who can clean all backyard. We don't know how to remove it. So, for that, although we have wealth, we have position, but one person cannot do everything. That's why he has to hire somebody to do the work, and in return, he has to pay some amount. And that's how this carpenter or plumber or electrician or engineer and scientist is surviving, you know, spending money and experience, giving their services, and in return they are getting some wealth, some money. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has categorized among the people. Everyone is not master, everyone is not intelligent, everyone is not, you know, skilled or experienced. Some of them are very low, they don't understand that much. And someone is very smart, very intelligent. So according to his ability, according to his skill, he earns the money. For example, a person is CEO of the company and about 200 or 500 people, employees are working. And one is the security guard. No education, no experience, right? He have no skill. He doesn't know how to speak or how to do the computer work or internet work. He is just manual, he is just physical, he can just stand. Now a person question or object, look at this person. 8 hours is standing outside in the sun, safeguarding, security job. He doesn't sit, he's standing all the time, that is his job. And one person who is the CEO of the company is coming into the office, air-conditioned office, soundproof office, sitting on the nice leather chair, right, with all internet and this and that, and phone calls and contacts. And he's just nicely sitting in the cold weather, I mean in the good, comfortable environment. And he's just sitting there doing nothing 4 or 5 hours a day or 2 hours a day. And he's going back with the flashy car. And he is earning 200,000-300,000 a year. As for that labor who is working outside, standing, hard working in the sun, getting tired, is hardly getting 30,000 to 40,000 a year. Is it fair? Logically, it's not fair, because he's doing more physical work compared to this person who's sitting in the office for 2-3 hours in earning that much of wages. It's not fair, you know, logically. But think, the responsibility of that security guard compared to this CEO. That person who's standing outside, he got no responsibility other than just looking around and doing the security job. Someone is coming or something damaging, he just pick up the phone and call 911. That's all his job. He doesn't have to talk, he doesn't have to deal, he doesn't have to do any meeting or anything with anyone. He's just whole day just standing. No skill, no experience. As a person who's CEO, he is responsible, is carrying the burden of the whole company to progress. His one decision can take the company in the highest position. And all the employees, the working 200, 500 people, depending on his decision. And his one wrong decision can cause the company to bankrupt. One signature or one decision wrong, and this business is collapsed, company is in bankrupt, and all the 200, 500 people lost their job. Isn't it happening? Right? So, although he's sitting for the little while, sitting comfortably in the office, but look at how much of burden he's carrying on his shoulder. The whole company's success or failure is depending on that one individual. Just because of his experience, because of his skill and his decision, whether he takes right decision or wrong decision, right? That's why he's earning that much of wealth, because of his decision, because of his experience, because of the skill. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we have made the darajat, we have made the ranks between the people. Some of them are very skilled people, very excellent in the job. As for the others, are not that much. There was a factory, you know, they had a lot of machines inside. So one of the big machine was shut down for some reason. So owner was informed. He came to the factory and he called all the engineers to check what's wrong with this machine, why it's not working. The production is stopped. So engineers were trying. They couldn't find any fault. Eventually, one person said, there is one very experienced engineer I know. If you call him, he might solve your problem. So owner was desperate because production was stopped. He said, call him. So they called that engineer, although he was not an employee of that company, he was outside, but he was very experienced engineer. So they called him. He came, he checked the whole machine in and out. And he said, is anyone here the hammer? They brought the hammer. And he just strike on one place and machine started working. Just one strike, hammer. So they were all happy. He said, owner asked him how much. He said, 1,000. So he's surprised. You didn't need any work. Just you did one strike with the hammer and you're asking $1,000 for that. Is it fair? Are you mad? He says, sir, you're right. I just did one strike with the hammer. For that, it is just $1. But other $999 I'm charging you to strike in the right place, on the right time, with the right force. That is my skill. And to develop that skill, I spent years and years. You had so many engineers, why they couldn't fix it? I know exactly what to do, how to do, how much to do, and what time to do, right place, right time. That's required skill, that's required effort and experience and knowledge. So I'm charging $999 for that. So this is how our society works. But my point is here, my brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the talabu kasbil halali faridatun ba'dal farida. To seek for the halal livelihood is an obligatory after the compulsory act, like for the salat, zakat, siyam. These are the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you done this ibadat, then to go out to search for halal livelihood, it is compulsory, as it is compulsory to perform the salat on time, to fast during the month of Ramadan. So in the morning, every morning when we leave our house, if a person has this intention that I'm going out of my house to work for 8 hours, 10 hours, to do the halal risk and sustenance, which is obligatory upon me to take care of my wife and my children, my parents, and that is why I'm leaving my comfort of the house and I'm going out and spending 8-10 hours, in the factory, in the farm, or in the job place. It is said for every step, he's getting the reward as he is in ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to have conscious of the mind before we leave the house. We should refresh our intention. Innamal a'malu binniyat. If you're just going out without intention and you're making effort 8 hours, 10 hours, you're not going to get anything. To get the reward, we have to have the intention. Intention is must. One Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his hand was very rough. Hazrat Saad radiallahu ta'ala, Ansari. So Rasulullah sallam looked at his hands and said, what's wrong? Why your hand is so rough? He said, Ya Rasulullah, from the morning till evening, I break the stone and I use the showers the whole day. And that's how I'm earning livelihood for my family. I'm working very hard. And because of, breaking the stone, my hands become so rough and tough. Rasulullah took his hand and he kissed him. He kissed on that hand. And He said that Allah in Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves this hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make sure that this hand will not touch the hellfire. Because his hand is getting tough and rough. Why? Because he is working hard to earn the halal food. That's how important it is. And what is the right of the employee in Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Utul ajira ajrahu qabla an yajifa arquhu." Pay the wages to the servant before his sweat dries off. Meaning you hire somebody to do some work and he completed his work in the evening and he's sweaty. So you should not delay, "Oh, come tomorrow or come after 2 days. Bank is closed. I don't have cash." No. Give him money before his sweat get dry off. He work whole day. He work hard. He deserve the payment same time. Don't delay it. You should have earned the money before he started work. Whatever dealing, my brother's conjunction is taking place between the employee and employer, it should be done in proper manner. In one of the hadith of Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "I will be opponent of three types of the people on the day of resurrection. Number one, who makes a covenant in my name and then breaks it. Number two, one who sells a free person. A person was free. In those days, they used to buy and sell the human being as a slaves. So he grabbed one person who was a free person and he sold him and he took his money. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fight against on his behalf on the Yawmul Qiyamah. Number three, the third person is one who hires a worker and having taken full work from him, does not pay him wages. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fight and his case will be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will be his wakil. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Ma akala ahadun ta'aman qattu khayram min an ya'kula min amali yadihi wa anna nabiyya Dawud alayhi salam kana ya'kulu min amali yadihi." Nobody has ever eaten a better meal that which one has earned by working with his own hands. And Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam used to eat from the earning of his own manual. So working in earning, that is the halal, and it is rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam used to make the armor out of the iron. He used to sell in the market, and that's how he used to do the work. So this is what the example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "What type of earning is best?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "A man's work with his own hands and every business transaction which is free from the cheating or deception." So if you do any business, any transaction, there should be no cheating. There should be liability, there should be loyalty, and there should be honesty in it. Now, sometimes there are some rights of the employee and right of the employer. The rights of the employee is that in Islam, number one, timely payment. That when you hire somebody, you should pay on time. Pay the worker before his sweat dries. Number two, dignity of labor. Don't disregard him, "Oh, he's just working for me. I am the master, I am the owner. I can treat him as I like." A bossy around, ego. No, he is a human being. He needs some respect and honor. He's just working for you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him in this way. So appreciate his work and respect him. Don't disregard him or insult him. No one eats better food than that man who earned through the work of his hand. And number three, the fair workload. When you hire somebody, should not overburden worker beyond his capacity. And if a heavy work task was assigned, then the employer should assist him, meaning hire someone else to help him out. Because the burden is more than his capacity, his strength, his power. So this is also the right of the employer. Number four, equality and brotherhood. Employer treat his employees like his own brothers. Don't regard him lower as lower or degrade him. Feed him what he is eating and dress him whatever he is wearing. This is the right of the employee. On the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that inna khayra man istajata al-qawiyyul amin, that the employee should be honest and strong. These two qualities is required from the employee. That whatever task, whatever work he was assigned or agreed to work, that hour, that time period, for example, 8 hours is, you know, is the treaty or his contract with the employer, with the company, is going to work 8 hours from 10 to 6 or whatever time. So that 8 hours is not his time. The time is given to the company or to the owner or to the his boss. Now he's going to the work in the office, he's sitting, he's chatting, he's text messaging, you know, he's talking to his wife or whoever, and is abusing or misusing the time which he was assigned to work something. Instead of working, he's wasting his time. So on the day of Qiyamah, he will be answerable for every minute he wasted. For example, he was not allowed to pick up the phone during the time of the work, and he's picking up, he's answering, he's chatting, text messaging, or playing the game. Sometimes they just play the games, or watching the football or soccer on the TV while his work is not done. So this is dishonesty. This is not allowed in Islam. So if you have the contract with somebody, then you should fulfill the right. The time is not your time. You're not allowed to do anything else except that which for which you have been hired and you have been paid. You are getting paid for every minute. So every hour, every minute is not yours. It is employer's trust. That's how you should treat him. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.